is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Policy change. U.S. supplied missiles could soon be fired into Russia. Here's CBS's Jerika Duncan.
For the first time, President Joe Biden has given Ukraine the green light to use powerful American long-range missiles for strikes inside Russia. The weapons, known as the Army Tactical Missile System, can travel about 190 miles, which could help stop Russian forces from attacking Ukrainian cities.
An official at a hospital in northern Gaza says an Israeli strike has killed at least 30 people. This man saw it happen.
With no prior warning, they targeted unarmed civilians sleeping in their homes.
Some members of the Senate who might vote on whether to confirm former Congressman Matt Gaetz to be Attorney General want to see an ethics committee report on accusations of sexual misconduct against him. House Speaker Mike Johnson objects.
The jurisdiction of the Ethics Committee is limited to those who are serving in the institution. That's its very purpose. And I think this would be a breach of protocol that could be dangerous for us going forward in the future.
Johnson spoke on Fox. Serious questions are being raised about several of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet choices. One in particular, says CBS's Christian Benavides.
Pete Hegseth, his choice for defense secretary, the former Fox News host and Army veteran, is facing new scrutiny. CBS News has learned he paid a woman who accused him of sexual assault.
A small plane has crashed near a drag strip in Southern California, injuring the four people on board.
Most of the people were inside the grandstands watching the races here at the Pomona Fairplex when the single-engine plane crashed about 11 a.m. Robert Early Jr. and other spectators ran to help.
And there was a lady laying on the ground that was injured. We got her, drug her from the fuel. She was stuck in the fuel. There's another gentleman that was stuck in the airplane. They got him out to safety.
No one on the ground was hurt. Fire officials say two people in the plane were critically injured, two others moderately injured. Emily Valdez for CBS News, Los Angeles.
At least two parked vehicles were hit. No one on the ground was injured. A drenching ahead for the South early this week, says National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Oravec.
At the moment, it looks like the areas that are going to see the potential for some very heavy rainfall amounts will be anywhere from eastern Louisiana, eastward across far southern Mississippi, southern Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle region. Across those areas, there could be several inches of rain, 3 to 5 inches of rain. So there could be some flooding, especially across the urban areas.
And this just in, two people have been killed, nine others wounded in two separate shootings this afternoon along a parade route in New Orleans. Once again, two dead, nine others wounded in a shooting in New Orleans. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Finances can be so intimidating, but since I've started using Dave, the banking app, managing my money is much easier. Dave shows me how much I have left to spend after my routine expenses. And if I'm short on cash, Dave's extra cash advances me the money I need, up to $500 in 5 minutes or less. No interest, no credit check, no late fees. Download the Dave app or go to dave.com/easy.
Dave is not a bank. Banking services provided by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Eligibility criteria apply, subject to bank approval. Service and or instant transfer fees may apply. Advances typically approved in 5 minutes.
The man from Colorado has finally convinced the government he's alive.
Phil Anderson is alive and well in Broomfield, Colorado. Now the government acknowledges that, too. For the better part of a year, the IRS had declared him dead. And Anderson took to quoting Monty Python.
I'm not dead.
Yeah. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not.
Anderson wasn't laughing when his state tax accounts were blocked because the IRS declared him dead. Finally, after months of trying on his own, his local congresswoman intervened to help straighten things out. Turns out when Anderson's daughter died in 2022, somehow his Social Security number got switched with hers. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Dwayne Johnson's $200 million-plus Christmas movie is open big. Red One sold $34.1 million in tickets to land at the top of this weekend's box office charts. Second place went to Venom 3, followed by the best Christmas pageant ever. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN Weather.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, clearing out, a low around 39. Rain likely for Monday with a high near 56. Monday night, rain, low 50s, southeast winds 15 to 25, gusting over 30 at times. Rain likely for Tuesday, breezy with a high around 61. Currently 53 degrees.
Say Clark to Sturdivant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love. If you will let me give you mine, baby, willpower, it's now or never. Give your love to me and I'll shower your heart with tenderness ever tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
WRJN.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on to my door. We walked
single day singing.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Shut 'em down. don't you know? Have me a time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. Got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now. Make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl. A song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracking rules and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright. Cause we got all night. Set the world.
She won't. she stood in the street, smiling from my head to her feet. I said, hey, now, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, Lord above. Now you're trying to trick me in love. All right now, baby, it's all right now. All right now, baby, it's all right now. Yeah, it's all right now. All right now, yeah. All
I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Let me with that light.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. In a major policy shift, President Biden will allow Ukraine to launch U.S.-supplied long-range missiles deep inside Russia. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says the president's trying to help the country defend against Russia before Ukraine skeptic Donald Trump becomes president.
This decision occurs, obviously, in the aftermath of the presidential election. Mr. Biden may feel less restrained in the last 60 days in office. Secretary of State Blinken also recently commented at a NATO meeting in Brussels that Washington would dramatically accelerate military aid to Ukraine and seek to spend every remaining dollar that had been authorized by the Congress prior to leaving office.
Mr. Biden today became the first sitting American president to visit the